ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय भगवते वासुदेवाय We are reading today a verse from the 11th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, which appears in Adi Lila of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Chapter 7, text 96. Please repeat. Evam vrata.
Evam vrata.
Svapriyana makirtya. Jatanurago. Druta chitta uchai. Hasatyato. Roditi roti Gayati Unmada Vanrityati Lokabaya Evam Vrata Svapriyana Makirtya Yata nurago druta citta ucchai Asatya toro diti roti gayati Unmara vanrityati lokabaya Yes, someone else please. Maybe one Mataji. We will not immediately hear the translation of this verse. We will hear first the context in which this verse appears. I have to be a little louder. I get signs. This is as loud as I can be. Because it is in the context that we will be able to understand the verse much better. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatyare Satarine Sri Krishna Chaitana Prabhu Nitananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This verse is actually considered to be the essence of all the Bhagavatam instructions of this huge work, the Bhagavatam, which is really for us Gaudiya Vaishnavas, the foundational scripture. This is the essence, this is the sara, this is the cooked down milk, the sandesh, if you want. So, when was this verse spoken, in which context? Well, after Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had been initiated and received the order from his spiritual master to chant the holy name of Krishna always, he developed a doubt. It is said here, he says, I thought I had become bewildered by this chanting, because what he found out is that as he was chanting, he developed very interesting symptoms. He sometimes laughed, he cried, then again he felt like dancing, and at other times he just sang like a madman. So he thought, is this all right? Is everything going well? I mean, I'm becoming somewhat deranged by this chanting. In his own words, he says, Pagal. Pagal means there's a Pagal Baba in Vrindavan who built a huge construction. It is called the Mad Baba. So he says, Pagal Hailan Ami. I saw that I had become mad by this chanting of the holy name. And I immediately submitted this at the lotus feet of my spiritual master. And he says, my dear Lord and Master, please consider carefully, what kind of mantra have you given me? I have become mad simply by chanting this Maha Mantra. And then Prabhupada in the purport, he writes, the type of madness which has befallen our hero Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He quotes a verse from Mahaprabhu's composition, the Shikshastakam, O Govinda, feeling your separation, I'm considering a moment to be like 12 years or more. Have you ever visited an institution for mentally challenged people? I'm learning English, you have to explain it very politely, otherwise, you know, people are sitting there and they look out of the windows and they consider a moment to be like 12 years. That's one of the symptoms. The time is perceived in a different way. Tears are flowing from my eyes like torrents of rain, and I'm feeling all vacant in the world in your absence. Nothing makes sense any longer. Now Prabhupada says in a very nice way that this madness is the aspiration of all devotees. He says, it is the aspiration of a devotee that while he chants the Hare Krishna Maha Mantras, his eyes will fill with tears, his voice will falter, and his heart throb. These are good signs in chanting the holy name of the Lord. It's good signs. Very good. In ecstasy, one should feel the entire world to be vacant without the presence of Govinda. This is a sign of separation from Govinda. It's good. So, when Ishvara Puri heard this first-hand account, he smiled. He was happy. And he said, it's the nature of the Hare Krishna mantra that anyone who chants it immediately develops his loving ecstasy for God. And then he said, my dear child, I will teach you now a mantra. It's the essence of the Bhagavatam, and it will confirm your realizations. And then he praised Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He said, continue this dancing, continue chanting, and do this Sangatan in association with devotees. Furthermore, go out and preach the value of chanting Krishna Nam, for by this process you will be able to deliver all fallen souls. But see, let's go back in time. You know, here's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu telling his first-hand experiences in chanting and going to his guru to check if he's on the right track, of if everything goes all right with him. He says he's clearly overwhelmed. He didn't expect this, but all of a sudden he feels just so absolutely out of the box. He dances, he chants, he laughs, he cries, he torrents of tears come, and so on. And his guru says, don't worry, this is the good thing. This is very good. And he chants this verse. Evam vratasva priyanama kitya jatanurago druta chitta uccha hasat yato roditi roti gayati unmaravanrityati lokabhaya. When a person is actually advanced and takes pleasure in chanting the holy name of the Lord, who's very dear to him, he's agitated. Agitated, so agitated. And loudly chants the holy name. He also laughs, he cries, becomes agitated, and chants just like a madman, not caring for outsiders. Rupa Goswami quotes one verse in this connection. He says, let us drink from the cup the beverage of the holy name and roll around in the dust, and let the talkative public, which always spreads rumors, let them say what they want. We will just roll about happy. My dear devotees, this is called ecstatic spiritual life. It is the goal of Krishna consciousness, the aspiration of all devotees. It is what we are meant to experience. I'm just imagining a group of devotees who have chanted and who have gone into this ecstatic feelings, and they laugh and chant, and they go to the GBC in Mayapur. They enter the GBC room and they laugh. My dear GBC body, we feeling something. Tears are flowing from our eyes. We feel all vacant. In the absence of Govinda, is everything all right with us? And the GBC says, well, let's check this in the Adi Leela. And they would find out this conversation and they would bless. Yes, you are supposed to become like this. You must become madman. This is the goal of your life. I'm just imagining this discussion in a modern context. My dear devotees, let us study this now carefully, because you might think, well, maybe I didn't make the wrong decision to come to this Radha Desh Mela. What if this happens to me? and I become a madman as a result of this. Is this all right? Is this good? Or is this... We must study this now and ask ourselves the question, how do we deal with this ecstatic part of our sadhana? Well, I want to first of all say something which provokes your intelligence. My dear devotees, how do you think you will continue your spiritual life in earnestness if you do not develop a taste, a deep taste which totally absorbs all of your consciousness? Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that for mundane people who follow religion, there are three motivating factors which keep them alive. But for the transcendentalist, there must be one different motivating factor. Mundane religion is taught to people and it instills a fear in them, and then out of fear they follow it. If you don't do this, the Christian preachers would say to their followers, you will go to hell. And because it's too hot there, people do this, they follow Christianity. Another motivating factor for mundane religion is hope. Do this, there is one religion, and because it's a little intense, this religion, I will not call the name, you will go to paradise, and there, after following here the torch of celibacy, you will there enjoy maidens. Maids means young women. Oh, it's a paradise. So some hope is instilled in the follower. Okay, I'm going to do this because then I will enjoy. Another motivating factor, according to Bhaktivinoda Thakur, this was first Bhaya and Asha, now comes Kartavya Buddhi. It means out of duty you do this. Oh, I promised this, I made this naive promise in the time of my initiation. I have to do this, it's my duty. If I don't follow my duty, then I'm not even a human being. Dharma is important. So this is another motivating factor. But then Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, on the path of bhakti, the motivating factor must be raga or taste, a deep taste. Because imagine, remember, it's bhakti is all about pleasing Krishna. Will Krishna like if you serve him because out of duty, it's my duty? You know, imagine you come, you are in a married relationship, and you come to your wife or your husband and you said, I'm only with you because out of duty I have to do this. Otherwise, if there wouldn't be the duty, I would be over the hills. You know, it's not such a compliment for a relationship, you know. Or out of fear I do this because you might beat me up if I don't stay in the relationship. Or out of hope that everything will turn rosy in our relationship one day. These are counterproductive to love, these motivations. And bhakti means loving devotional service. It must be done out of a taste, out of a taste for itself. And this is very important. So a taste must come to our spiritual life in order to maintain us. If we don't get a taste in our spiritual life, we will leave it. We will not be able to walk this path in earnestness until the end. Taste is so important. So this taste comes, according to this verse, when we chant. Jiva Goswami analyzed this portion in the Bhagavatam, and he came to a conclusion. He said, Sankirtan, that is chanting with others, is superior even to chanting alone. It's the topmost sadhana because it produces such extraordinary feelings. Taste means feelings, right? You feel something. This I like this very much. This he says in Bhakti Sandhava in Anuchetya, the section 269. You might like to read this in your own reading time. So taste in devotion, it produces feelings of joy and of just surrender and devotion. And it happens especially in the company of like-minded people. So when you sit down in Sankirtan, like we will do for the following 2 days, in the company of others, then there is a chance in this company that you will all of a sudden feel taste, which means specifically in Krishna consciousness, you will feel devotion. You feel that feeling of, Krishna. You know, like I looked yesterday and also this morning during the darshan, how some of you looked at the deities. There was some feeling. You didn't do it out of duty, or fear, or whatever. Your eyes were glued to the form of Gopinath, and he seemed to enjoy it. It was a relationship, a devotion, and some joy. You really, I think we will see this during Kirtan. Some devotees will jump up and down. Some of them have even done it today, this morning. And some joy was there. This can happen when the rasa or a taste appears. There's a lot of theory about how taste appears, how rasa appears. One scholar, Abhinava Gupta, in the 11th century said, when the feelings are shared, rasa can be experienced in the company of like-minded souls. Now this happens in Kirtan, in Sankirtan. You will see. There is an example Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after talking with his guru, started his movement of chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And the evening before he took sannyas, we find him sitting as effulgent as the moon, who sits in the company of the stars. We find him sitting at the bank of the Ganga. And it's an important meeting. All the people from Navadvip come to him and offer him sandalwood paste and garlands. And Mahaprabhu takes the garlands which are heaped upon him like this, and he garlands each single Navadvip Vasi. He knows soon he will leave them. He will leave his own folk, so to say, behind. And he is enjoying this evening, an evening of loving exchanges. And he, whenever he gives them a garland, he says, Krishna Gaugiya, Krishna Gaugiya, Krishna Gaugiya. Millions come on that evening, and millions of garlands are given, and millions of instructions. Krishna Gaugiya, sing the glories of Krishna. The Navadvipvasis looked at Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. As they looked at him, they developed a question. They said, is this the God of love, or is he millions of them in one person? It said everyone looked at him as if looking through one pair of eyes. It means they were all rooted to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu took this opportunity to give them his sublime instruction, an instruction which I think is very good at the beginning of Radha Desh Melo. He says, Bala Krishna, Bhaja Krishna, Gao Krishna Nama, Krishna Vinu Keha Kicha Nabhavihana. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. He said, glorify Krishna, worship Krishna, and chant the name of Krishna. Do not think of anything other than Krishna. Full absorption. There is an advertisement. Don't be a maybe. Be a bee. Full absorption, but the advertisement is pointing in the wrong direction. It needs some more preaching to the company that they will say fully absorbed in Krishna. And Mahaprabhu means it. He says, Prabhu, listen to this. He says, Ki shayane ki bojane ki ba jagarane ahanisha chinta Krishna balahavadane. Whether you are sleeping in your bed, eating or waking, day and night think of Krishna and chant his name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And then he says to everyone, Jao Ghare, now go home. You know what you need to know. Glorify Krishna, chant the names, do not think of any other thing than Krishna. While you sleep, while you eat, while you wake, day and night, think of Krishna, chant his name. Bas, you don't need to know more. Jao Ghare, now go home. All right. Oh yeah, it's done. The instruction is finished here. This is my religion. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati quotes this memorable meeting where Mahaprabhu meets his Navadvipvasis, his own people, for the last time, and then goes and gives them the essence. Huh? He says, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he says, for one who has heard the kirtan inaugurated by Gora, there is no instruction to stop remembering the topics of Krishna or to give up chanting the names of Krishna 24 hours every day. The instruction to stop is not given. Even while eating, sleeping or waking, the chanting should go on. This is the movement you have joined. I don't know if you were aware of this, but this is what we are all about. To do this, and as a result, extraordinary devotional feelings will be created which glue your souls. The feelings glue your souls at the lotus feet of Krishna. This is the essence of religion. Mahaprabhu of then Jiva Goswami summarizes the teachings of Mahaprabhu and he says how to chant. Mahaprabhu gave two instructions how this chanting should be done. First of all, you know Trinadapi Sunichena Taro Iva Sahishnuna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari. It should be in a sense of humility, and it becomes clear that this humility is not, let us say, a lack of self-esteem. That's not what Mahaprabhu talks about. Humility is that feeling which arises when a person becomes introspective and understands, I'm a part of Krishna, but I left him. I made a mistake that I'm here, and I'm now, I have to correct this. He gave another instruction. He said the chanting should be eventually done in a feeling of great longing. Nayanam galada shrudharaya. No? Or as it says here, yugayitang nimeshena. O Govinda, feeling your separation, I'm considering a moment to be like 12 years or more. Prabhupada says, in material life we are all separated from Govinda and are absorbed in material sense gratification. Therefore, when one comes to his senses on the spiritual platform, he becomes so eager to meet Govinda that without Govinda, the entire world becomes a vacant place. My dear devotees, have you already come to your senses? If you have, and I'm sure many of you have, and that's why you came here for this spiritual therapy of chanting, so that the feelings will be strengthened, then you will become so eager to meet Krishna that you lose all other separate interest. This is how to chant. This is the instructions of Mahaprabhu, and it will work. Now, my dear devotees, 5 more minutes are left. My dear devotees, there is one thing which you need to know. There is a reason why Sankirtan, or chanting together with many, is extolled so much. Extolled means praised. I mean, this is not an empty promise. And there is a very, very precise reason. I don't know if you have ever these feelings that you think, I'm trying so long, but my heart is still so dry. Do you know this feeling sometimes? Or am I the only one with mixed emotions? Sometimes you think, is it really working? I mean, and look at the newest news. Is it really working? We think like this. I think we need to study how it works and when it works. It works when we apply the process properly, but it works especially when you go in a group of devotees and sing your hearts out. Because petition in a group draws more response than individual begging. You know, when a group comes to Madhava and says, can you sing that specific tune which you sang at so-and-so? And Madhava, but the whole group says, oh, I wanted to sing this other tune, but no, I will sing your tune, the one which you want. Group petition always draws out more of a response. Of a group of 500 people goes before the 500,000 people, goes before the parliament and says, you rascal politicians, we want to have more Lakshmi. you know, then some more response will come. That's why in Belgium on Monday everyone goes on strike and you can't come home. You know, there's a strike going on because everyone knows group petition. When you do it, this gathers strength. By the way, arrangements have been made that you come home. I just want to make a point. Group petitions. You know, when we all sit here before Gopinath and say, mercy, please, mercy, mercy. His heart goes, wow, so many. I have to do something, you know. Brahma knew this. When the world was ruled by so many demons, he went to the ocean of milk to pray for an incarnation of Krishna. And he took a lot of devatas with him. There were many. It was not just him meditating this time, like he did originally at the beginning of creation. No, he took, come everyone, come with us. The Lord's heart will be moved if many of us chant. And the Lord himself, he says this. When he was asked where he stays, he says, I don't stay in Vaikuntha, no. I don't stay in the hearts of the mystic yogis, no. I'm not there. I am there where my devotees, plural number, come together and sing. Tatratishtami Narada. There, O Narada, there I stand. Chaitanya. The Lord comes when a group of devotees chant. So I really want to request you to now align your day very, very perfectly. Do all your washing and your talking and your resting and your eating and your everything else in such a way that you can spend a maximum of time in the group of chanters up in the community hall. We will start at 10 o'clock British time. I heard that's an exact time. It's different from ISKCON time. 10 o'clock sharp. You have to be there. And I really request you, if you don't want to do mountaineering, that is, climb with ropes through the windows, better you come in time, because we are many and many more will come. So secure your place and then just sit in that room and do your group petition. Chant with many. Try to chant as good as you can with a feeling of longing and sincere humility, and you will see, you will get this devotion and joy in your heart, which will surely carry you through the year, and you will be an ecstatic, blissful Krishna conscious person, and everyone who you meet will become infected by you. But you have to be willing now to go into this situation and come for the reason you came, that is to sing. And having said this, I will stop here. I made it. I stopped in time. And there will be no questions, but there will be prasadam now. Are you proud of me, Hrida Chaitanya? Hrida Chaitanya and his gentleman said, will you stop in time, Maharaj? Yes. So please, everyone, vacate the temple room, eat sufficiently, and then see you at 10 o'clock sharp. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki, Shishi Radha Gopinath ki, chanting with group intensity ki, go Premanandi. Hare Krishna.